Jack Aranda FM. Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 25, Pretoria 28, at Sunin 24.
Kyalami R55 south, a crash at Allendale Road. Bryanston, Grosvenor Road west, crash near Crawford Drive. And Kempton ramp closure. R21 north, no access to the Buffontein Road. That's R25 due to a big crash.
The president of the South African Football Association, Danny Jordan, the organization's CFO and a businessman, is applying for bail in the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court sitting in Palm Ridge. They were arrested on charges of fraud and theft after a search and seizure operation at Safa in March this year. Jordan pled not guilty to the charges.
From the cursory reading of the warrant of arrest, I intend to plead not guilty to all the charges, and I believe that I will be acquitted because the state has no case at all against me. I am of the well-considered view that this arrest is an abuse of the process because of the pending review application in the High Court as mentioned above.
The South African Human Rights Organization has received complaints regarding the Valamgodi operations in Northwest, where illegal miners are still underground despite a lack of food and water. In a crackdown on illegal mining, police and the National Defence Force have blocked access to the mines, resulting in the arrest of over 600 miners in just 1 month. Lebohang Ndashe has more.
The collaborative crime-fighting efforts by law enforcement agencies, which have produced positive results, and are facing criticism with arguments that they violate constitutional rights to life and human dignity. The South African Human Rights Commission has acknowledged receiving complaints and will conduct a fact-finding mission tomorrow as part of its investigation. The Commission told Jacaranda FM News that it will consult with all relevant stakeholders before releasing the investigation's outcome. Lebohang Ndashe, Jacaranda FM News.
The South African Health Products Regulatory Authority has sounded the alarm over counterfeit diabetes medication. There is a rise in particularly GLP-1 products like Ozempic being sold through unauthorized channels. SAHPRA's Madimeche Mshishi says these fake medications pose serious health risks as they lack quality checks. He urges the public to buy only registered products.
Medicines indicated for type 2 diabetes are being falsified and compounded using possibly substandard active ingredients and being sold to unsuspecting desperate members of the public, compounding a medicine using an active ingredient that is not contained in a product registered with SAHPRA constitutes a criminal offense.
And residents of India's capital, New Delhi, choked on a blanket of toxic smog today as worsening air pollution surged past 50 times the World Health Organization's recommended daily maximum. Many in the city cannot afford air filters, nor do they have homes that can effectively seal them from the misery and foul-smelling air blamed for thousands of premature deaths. I'm Emil Pinar, hoofdnuusdier Danny Jordan, doen aansoek tot borgtog.
Thank you, Emil. Okay, so tomorrow when you come and do the news, we're going to be talking about your new podcast. Yeah, come on. Yes. We will do that. Further details, you know where to find it. jackarandfm.com. Just leave the wind tab alone for a second. Just click on the news tab. Editorials, comments, proper journalists doing what they do best. Now, a real deal, 30-minute non-stop.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. on Jacaranda.
I've been chasing another.